Here are today's top stories. Super Tuesday came and went. We're pretty much where we were on Monday. Trump and Clinton won, but didn't deliver the death blows to Sanders, Rubio, or Cruz. So we continue on like a weary traveler who thinks they can make it to the next rest stop. But that gaslight just went on. The next Oasis will be March 15th, a huge night that includes the primary here in Illinois. I hope that it has a Hardee's or a gift shop so I can buy a keychain and maybe get a bag of combos. I don't know. Makes me bloated. Governor Rauner's accusing college presidents of being in the pocket of Speaker Madigan, and that Madigan wants the budget crisis to continue to help him with the upcoming election. That is highly probable, since destruction sells. Michael Bay may be a crappy filmmaker, but he blows things up and makes hundreds of millions of dollars. So wait, does that make Mike Madigan or Bruce Rauner the Michael Bay of statehouse politics? Have I said before that I'm good with term limits? I think they should even go further. Term limits, and each day they need to write an essay on what they accomplished. Otherwise, no TV after dinner. Mayor Emanuel hinted today that he would not be able to convince George Lucas on a different location for his Star Wars museum. The lawsuit contends that the museum can't be built on the lakefront, and a judge says that that has merit. Rahm went on to tell the Sun-Times that, hey, I just hope another city doesn't steal it from us. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, George. Go ahead and move your Stormtrooper museum, because they wouldn't let you break 100 years of precedent. I hope people come to see it when they drive past St. Louis. And Mayor, whose side are you on? For once, Daniel Burnham, bigger than George Lucas. God. And whether it snowed last night, will it snow again? Be rest assured, when it does, the download will make sure you know about it with our super secret snow tracker that changes the game of tracking snow. And if the snow doesn't materialize, we'll make it up, because we know snow. Snow! In sports, the Hawks play some rando expansion team tonight, the Detroit Red Wings. What is that? Sounds familiar, but come on. Don't make up any team these days. The Bulls lost their third in a row after winning three in a row, Miami Heat last night. There's nothing that grabs our attention more than a mediocre basketball team in early March. When do the fans stop going to the United Center? That's probably the only way we're going to get Reinsdorf's attention. The Bulls got Orlando tonight. Next week, NFL free agency begins. ESPN's John Clayton says he expects the Bears to be active, maybe adding as many as three new starters to the defense. All right, I'm down with that. Make it four and we'll call it even. Cool? Great doing business with you, Bears. I may watch next year. The Cubs have their first spring training game on Thursday against the Brewers. Oh, if they lose this game, what are they going to do? So much on the line! So much pressure! Baez starting in center field, and nobody cares. And finally tonight, MTV's The Real World will be casting for their next season in Chicago this weekend. So what does that mean? It means that you quite possibly could be part of the first cast that not one person tunes in to watch. I mean, seriously, who watches The Real World anymore? Maybe they should get Michael Bay. That's the carryout for March 2nd, 2016. You know what? Take care of yourself. Have a good one.